Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We have no secrets. We tell each other everything about the lovers in our past.
And this is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer, and today for John Schaefer. Our recent segment on dirty little music secrets seems to have struck a nerve with a lot of our Soundcheck listeners. Many of you were more than willing to share your deepest, darkest, most embarrassing stories about some awful, and I mean awful, songs, albums, or concerts. So we decided to call up a few of you for the gory details. We'll start with Karen from New Jersey. Her dirty little music secret? She still loves the Partridge Family, especially frontman David Cassidy. A year and a half ago, at age 45, she dragged a reluctant friend to see Cassidy live in concert.
She was quite embarrassed for me as I began singing all of the Partridge Family tunes out loud. And at one point, the security guards let people go down to the front of the stage, and David was reaching down and touching people's hands and shaking their hand. And I went down there to touch his hand and fulfill my 11-year-old girl's fantasy about meeting David. And although his hair was a lot thinner, his eyes were still really blue, and he was still pretty cute.
Thing is, I was down in Cabo San Lucas on an academic conference, and being surrounded by all these heavy hitters made me feel, shall we say, a little less than adequate. It was a conference about primatology, actually, and there was a lot of monkey films about, and a lot of apes. And I decided to basically just give up my dark broodings and, shall we say, embrace my inner ape. And that's what Rhythm of the Night was all about. Going out into the night and just dancing like I didn't have any cares.
This is the rhythm of the night. Of night. Oh, yeah.
Basically, just, shall we say, it was fairly primal. There was a lot of torches involved. I believe a piñata was set on fire.
Growing up, we didn't have MTV or cable at our house, and so whenever we'd go over to my grandmother's house, who lived nearby, my brothers and I would just sit in front of the TV and watch MTV endlessly. And one day, the Motley Crue video came on for Looks That Kill. It was supposed to be kind of dark, but they just were wearing like so much makeup and looking really pretty that they kind of weren't as evil as they were supposed to be. I just really like fell in love with the song, and it was really easy to sing the chorus over and over and over again. You know, she's got the looks that kill, the looks that kill, she's got the looks that kill, and then it's just all of them saying, she's got looks that kill, she's got looks that kill.
My dirty music secret is something that I had never told anyone previously, and it was that I felt that losing my virginity was really important, and it had to be perfect, and so when I was a teenager, I planned it all out very carefully, and my music choice was Dave Matthews Band, which now makes me cringe.
Nine planets around the sun. Only one does the sun embrace. Upon this watered one, so much to take for granted.
I swear I have good taste in music. I now vehemently hate that band so much because of my horrible inside embarrassment of having loved it at one time.
Ouch. Thanks to our listeners, Karen, Mark, Megan, and Rebecca, for sharing their dirty little music secrets with us today. We're withholding their last names to protect the guilty. You can still leave your dirty little music secret on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. Still to come, a New York City band that plays countrified rock music, reminiscent of Wilco and Neil Young. They'll perform live next. And tomorrow, there's Dislike and there's Hatred. To many music fans, Celine Dion goes even further. We'll look at how one music critic came to terms with her. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck.